The first epistle to the Thessalonians with a word of wisdom from our Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul and Silvanus at Timotheus, also known as Silas and Timothy, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, and in the futurist sense, these letters to the Thessalonians look forward to the seventh trumpet, which is when the true Christ returns 2.5 months after Satan will appear as the false Christ in Jerusalem at the sixth trumpet, which is when God's elect, meaning those of the 7,000 Zadok who are the church in Philadelphia, will get delivered up for refusing to worship Satan when he appears as the Antichrist, which is when the Holy Spirit will speak through them, bringing the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna out of the deception, the 144,000 being God's elect also because they're predestined to repent because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those of the church in Philadelphia, but also some of those who have free will choose to repent, whereby they can take part in the first resurrection also at the seventh trumpet when the true Christ returns, along with the armies which were in heaven, which are the rest of the 7,000 Zadok who have lived and died throughout the centuries. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place, your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything, because the chain reaction that began in Acts chapter 2 was still underway, and it continues to this day, but in the great apostasy that will happen in the midst of Daniel's 70th week, which was 7 years, but is now 5 months, most Christians will be killed spiritually when Satan appears in Jerusalem as the Antichrist, leaving only those of the Zadok who are the church in Philadelphia, and when the Holy Spirit speaks through them in a language understood by whoever hears it, when they get delivered up to death, which is one of Satan's names, that same sort of chain reaction will begin again, and whosoever chooses to repent during that time will become part of the millennial priesthood that will come into being at the seventh trumpet when the true Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, just as many will repent during the latter half of the 5-month-long hour of temptation because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those who get delivered up during that time, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come, to wait for the true Christ, who doesn't return at all until the seventh trumpet. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain, because as we know from Acts chapter 17, verse 4, some of them in Thessalonica believed, which was part of the chain reaction that began in Acts chapter 2, with the 12 apostles being a type of those of the church in Philadelphia. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention, as you can also see in Acts chapter 17, with Acts chapter 19 being where you can read of the 12 who were a type of the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna, with Paul also being a type of those of the church in Philadelphia, and as much as it was because of God's words through Paul, the 12 of Acts chapter 19 were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak. not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. And when those who refuse to worship Satan instead of Christ, which is what Antichrist means, get delivered up during the latter half of the five-month-long hour of temptation, they're not to premeditate what they will say, but rather allow the Holy Spirit to speak through them, which will cause many to repent, whereby they can take part in the first resurrection at the seventh trumpet, when the true Christ returns. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children, with the sincere milk of the word, meaning the truth, as opposed to the deception, which is what those who were Christians will be spreading one to another during 666, giving suck, in other words, because they'll be with child, so to speak, meaning impregnated with Satan's deception in their foreheads. But again, many will repent because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those who get delivered up to death, which is one of Satan's names, during the final half of the five-month-long hour of temptation. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, with the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna, as well as whosoever will repent out of most of the other churches written of in Revelation chapters 1, 2, and 3, being spiritually the children of those of the church in Philadelphia, but then some of the 144,000, as well as whosoever will, get delivered up also, bringing even more out of the deception, fathering children as well, spiritually speaking, in the same way Timothy was Paul's own son in the faith, as you can see in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, meaning those of the natural seed who didn't believe on Christ Jesus, but this also includes those who claim to be of Judah when they're really Kenites, many of them being scribes and Pharisees used by Satan to deceive those who were of Israel according to the flesh, just as Satan uses the Kenites to deceive most Christians these days with their four hidden dynasties of education, economics, politics, and religion, planting the seed of the mark of the beast that will come to fruition in the midst of Daniel's 70th week, which was 7 years, but is now 5 months, when the false rock appears in Jerusalem, meaning that old serpent called the devil and Satan. The father of Cain and the sons of Cain are the stones worn smooth that come from the false rock, who both killed the Lord Jesus, Satan through the Kenites, bruised his heel by bringing about the crucifixion, and their own prophets. The children of them which killed the prophets, being the scribes and Pharisees, Christ was speaking to in Matthew chapter 23, as you can see in verse 31, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins alway, for the wrath has come upon them to the uttermost, not just the Kenites, but also those of Israel according to the flesh who refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, just as most Christians will at 666 cease to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and become grafted into Satan's family tree at that time, along with the natural branches thereof, which are the Kenites, the stone stones worn smooth were supposed to enumerate, as you can see when you look up that word translated as count in the last verse of Revelation 13. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us, just as Satan will attempt to hinder those who will refuse to worship him during the sixth trumpet, but that's when the Holy Spirit will speak through them, beginning with those of the Zadok, who are the church in Philadelphia, beginning the same sort of chain reaction you can read of in the book of Acts, beginning in chapter 2. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Remember, this is written to the election, as we know from chapter 1, verse 4, and at the seventh trumpet, when the true Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he'll bring those of the Zadok who had lived and died throughout the centuries with them to serve as part of the millennial priesthood. For ye are our glory and joy. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, also known as Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. And remember, this is written to the election, as we saw back in chapter 1, verse 4, and this word translated as affliction is number 2347 in the Greek dictionary of the Strong's Concordance, and in Matthew 24, verse 9, Christ says, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted," which is also number 2347 in the Greek, meaning delivered up during the latter half of the five-month-long hour of temptation, "and shall kill you," which is a figure of speech, "because death is one of Satan's names, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake," because they'll think Satan is Jesus when he appears as the Antichrist in the midst of Daniel's 70th week, which was 7 years, but is now 5 months, and it'll begin at the woe of the fifth trumpet when the one-world political system written of in Revelation 13 comes into being, which will then be wounded to death, so to speak, after which Satan will appear as the false Christ at the woe of the sixth trumpet, having two horns like a lamb, as you can see in Revelation 13:11, and he spake as a dragon, because he is the dragon, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know, in the five-month-long hour of temptation will be immediately followed by the thousand-year-long great tribulation, beginning at the woe of the seventh trumpet, when the true Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, along with the armies which were in heaven, which are those of the 7,000 Zadok who lived and died throughout the centuries. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you and our labor be in vain. The tempter being Satan, obviously, who will be cast to earth along with his angels at the beginning of the hour of temptation. Satan's angels being the locust army written of in Revelation chapter 9, as well as the book of Joel, and it's at the woe of the fifth trumpet, the four stages of the locust army begin. First, the gnawer, the swarmer, and the devourer. In the first 2.5 months, with the consumer stage beginning at 666, when Satan appears in Jerusalem as the Antichrist, and when those of the church in Philadelphia get delivered up to death, which is one of Satan's names, and the Holy Spirit speaks through them, the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna will repent, along with whosoever will, then being able to take part in the first resurrection at the seventh trumpet, when those of the Zadok who are the church in Philadelphia get reunited with those of the Zadok who lived and died throughout the centuries. But now, when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that you have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live if ye stand fast in the Lord. We, meaning the full number of the 7,000 Zadok in the futurist sense. The seventh trumpet being when the first resurrection occurs, when the true Christ returns immediately after the five-month-long hour of temptation. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God? night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints, meaning those of the 7,000 Zadok who have lived and died throughout the centuries, when the 1,000-year-long day of the Lord begins at the seventh trumpet. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, both literally and figuratively, because when Satan appears as the Antichrist at 666, most Christians will go from being the virgin bride of Christ to the whore of Babylon, with the wine of her fornication being the blood of a dead man written of in Revelation chapter 16, verse 3, because Satan is the son of perdition who received the death sentence because of his rebellion in the first world age, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, meaning in the future sense those who fail to repent before the seventh angel sounds, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, which is what Philadelphia means, we need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And when those of the church in Philadelphia get delivered up for refusing to worship Satan when he appears as the Antichrist, the Holy Spirit will speak through them, bringing the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna, as well as whosoever will, out of the confusion, which is what Babylon means, and back into God's family tree, whereby they can take part in the first resurrection at the seventh trumpet. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, meaning the dead in Christ, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him at the seventh trumpet, which is when Christ will bring the rest of the 7,000 Zadok, who are the armies which were in heaven, written of in Revelation chapter 19, verse 14. But then after the 1,000 years are finished, after the second resurrection in the third world age, the rest of the Christians who were in heaven will be reunited with the Christians who were on earth during the hour of temptation, as well as the millennium, when the third world age comes into being. But during the 1,000 years, only the Zadok can approach Christ, as you can see in the 15th verse of Ezekiel chapter 44. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, because the dead in Christ are already with Christ. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, which is the seventh trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, because that's when the first resurrection occurs, that all who are in Christ Jesus in heaven as well as earth will take part in. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. This epistle having been written through Paul, who is one of the 7,000 Zadok, so then we here means those of the Zadok who are the church in Philadelphia, who will be caught up together with the rest of the Zadok, meaning those Christ brings with him upon his return, as well as the two witnesses who are most likely Moses and Elijah when all are changed into spiritual bodies at the seventh trumpet. Clouds as in clouds of people within the air, meaning in the spiritual bodies. And then after the 1,000 years are finished, all who are in Christ Jesus, having taken part in either the first or the second resurrection, will all be gathered together as citizens of the New Jerusalem in the third world age. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, meaning unexpectedly to those who will fail to repent before the seventh angel sounds, because they'll still think Christ already returned when Satan appeared as the Antichrist at the sixth trumpet 2.5 months beforehand. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Because 3.5 days after Satan kills the two witnesses, who are most likely Moses and Elijah, is when all flesh will be destroyed and changed into spiritual bodies, when the true Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day, meaning the 1,000-year-long day of the Lord, should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. In other words, keep watching for the true Christ to return until he returns at the seventh trumpet. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Yahweh's salvation being what Jesus means. And those who are in Christ Jesus upon his return at the seventh trumpet will take part in the first resurrection, becoming part of the millennial priesthood along with those who return with Christ, meaning the rest of the 7,000 Zadok. The millennial priesthood being who Christ will distribute his teachings of discipline through during the 1,000 years, whereby whosoever will, having absorbed that discipline, can stand against Satan after the 1,000 years are finished and take part in the second resurrection, being then able to go into the eternity, which is the third world age. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. In other words, encourage and build one another up, even as also ye do. Because through the word of God, chapter by chapter and verse by verse, we can counteract the four horns of Zechariah chapter 1, which are symbolic of the four hidden dynasties of education, economics, politics, and religion, with the four carpenters, which are symbolic of the law, the prophets, the gospels, and the epistles, in other words, the complete word of God. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. And it's only through staying in the word we can maintain our peace of mind through Christ Jesus, who is the living word. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ at the seventh trumpet, when those of the church in Philadelphia are gathered together with the rest of the Zadok to serve as part of the millennial priesthood that will come into being at that time, which will also consist of the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna, as well as whosoever will repent during the latter half of the 5-month-long hour of temptation. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us, greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.